Okay. And if you wanted to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
Okay.
Pen and ink.
And if you were putting a diaper on a baby, to hold the diaper together, you'd use a
safety pin.
Okay. And if okay, soup that you buy at the store usually comes in a
tin cans.
Okay. And a dime is worth,
it's just on, it's just a dime if it's on, maybe.
Ten cents. Okay.
Dime or 10 cents, either way.
Okay. And what do you put on when you go outside in the winter?
A coat, wrapper, you'd call it a wrap.
Okay.
Coat or wrap, either one, you'd say.
Okay. And the coat might have real fancy buttons.
Yeah.
You might, would you say, the coat has fancy buttons.
To button it with.
Okay. Would you say
to fasten it with.
Would you say on it or onto it?
Well, it wouldn't be, the coat wouldn't be finished if it didn't have the buttons to button it with.
Yeah. Okay. And a man, sometimes, if he gets dressed up, will put on a shirt, you know. And then, before he puts on his coat, he'll put on a
tie.
Yeah, and, but then it's sort of a
vest or something,
yeah,
like that.
Okay.
They don't wear them vests and that so now like they used to.
Yeah. What the?
Used to, you never seen a man without a vest and he's got a suit and also a vest suit.
What else is there in a suit? There's the vest and the shirt and the coat and then the...
Well, it has pockets and I don't know what they...
Yeah. I mean, what does he wear? Like what I'm wearing here? The...
It's an, it being whatever material it was.
Yeah.
Which says wool or cotton or whatever kind of material it might be.
Would you say trousers or pants or breeches?
Pants or trousers, whichever. It's mostly pants, so I think you call them. Some call them trousers.
Yeah. What would a man wear if he was working around the farm?
He'd wear coveralls.
Okay. Is that goes all the way up to...
Yeah. Yeah, and then call them blue jeans or something, and just the pants.
Yeah. Okay.
Most everybody that works on the farm has coveralls.
Yeah. If you wanted to,
My son wears white coveralls.
For what?
For a carpenter.
Oh, yeah.
He's a carpenter. I stayed in school and he learned the blueprint. He just let do anything he wants to. First class carpenter.
That's pretty good.
He gets all the work he wants to do and what he can do.
Yeah.
He worked at Hope Ridge a while and he got on the picket lines and he quit and worked more.
He made
more though up there, but he just a contractor now. He just tells you what he can build a house for it. And he gets his own material if you want him to.
Yeah.
He orders maybe two or three sets of bathrooms, sets, you know, and he just tells you what he can build a house for, and if you can't come to why you can't get it.
Yeah.
And so he did it like you want it, you can tell him.
Yeah.
And he can just saw that out or whatever he wants to do with it and pile it all up. He knows where every piece goes. It's kind of funny to watch him. He knows that where every piece goes. I can get it mixed up and I wouldn't know